When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Bilbrey coming up at 9 this morning on the Boston Bruins. We are going to get to, they said it, at least start, they said it, in a moment. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. I am auctioning off 4 VIP floor seats for Saturday's Celtics game to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Thanks to our friends at McFarland Energy this morning, and the current bid on those 4 tickets is $4,000. So very, very generous bidding so far this morning. But if you want to beat that number, then you could call Jackson, 617-779-7937, and get your bid on, and you will be there, feet on the parquet on Saturday night, and do something to help the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. Let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo. He spoke yesterday at a press conference, was asked about Alex Van Pelt, the help he has given Gerard Mayo, the impact he has made on this team, and Gerard went, like, completely out on a limb
here.
You
said the help he's given Gerard Mayo, but also, he's talking about Drake May.
Wait, yeah, so, okay. Yeah, so okay. this is where Gerard Mayo went with that question. Okay.
Yeah, he's been huge. I say, look, there's no one in this organization that deserves more credit as far as what Drake has been able to do on the football field than Alex Van Pelt. You know, when we interviewed Alex, I would say when we interviewed all of the coaches that are here, one of the prerequisites or requirements was a guy who is level-headed and a guy who believes in working together and a guy who doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and that's Alex, and I appreciate that.
Well, it looks like Alex will be back next year.
I guess so.
What did I say this week? I said I was told he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He's not.
So, I mean, I would have given some credit, I guess, to getting the opportunity to see Jacoby Brissett and what how he approaches the game week. Mm-hmm. But it really appears that it is all Alex Van Pelt. At least in Gerard Mayo's mind.
So, like, I think there is a strong case to be made that Alex Van Pelt has done a really good job helping Drake understand the offense. But when it comes to Drake's development, like, this is who Drake was when they drafted him. The day they drafted him, this is who he was. But they just held off on playing him because they claimed he needed to work on all these things. Guys like Dan Orlovsky said you couldn't pay him enough money to start him. And Merrill Hodge was saying this is the guy that's going to get people fired. And now he's good. And it's like people set the bar so low that he comes out and he's awesome. And it's like, oh, yeah, Alex Van Pelt has done this amazing job.
So Merrill Hodge, SMU.
Are you comfortable with going into next season with the exact same coaching staff?
I mean,
not really.
For me, I look at the Alex Van Pelt in-game play calling. That's the most important thing. The development part, I think, you know, you should be able to do a good job. Any coach should be able to sit there and look at the film and say, here's where you need to be better at. But the offensive coordinator and I believe defensive coordinators get judged on their in-game play calling. As of right now, what would you give Alex Van Pelt as a grade for his in-game play call with Drake May?
C+. I
go D+.
I mean,
okay, C+, D+.
I think he's had one good game, which was last weekend in Chicago, and the first game of the season. I thought the game plan was great against the Bengals with Brissett, but Hey, as long as Chaim, I understand your point about him being the same guy that he was at North Carolina.
Yep.
But you do credit coaches for getting the guy to go up a big step in competition and maintain the ability to play the same way.
Yeah, I totally do. And that's why, like I said, like I think he absolutely deserves credit for the way he's taught Drake the playbook and understanding the offense and how to operate in an NFL offense. Like even Drake, I think yesterday, talked about how he has learned to kind of check out of pass plays and to run plays and different mechanics like that. And I think Alex Van Pelt has had a large hand in that. I just don't know that his play calling is particularly enticing.
Oh, there were weeks where it was down one, run the football, down two, run the football.
Down three, throw a ball out of bounds, punt it away.
Like, I mean, weeks like that. Mm-hmm.
Just a general point about the Patriots. What was the last time the Patriots in a calendar year had four different people start and win as quarterbacks? Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi. Like, right?
Yeah.
That's got to never have happened before.
Yeah, right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go over to your Boston Celtics. We've had a discussion, especially after their loss two nights ago now to the Atlanta Hawks, that maybe the Celtics were getting a little complacent. They were kind of going through the motions. It's more of a let's just get to the playoffs and then we'll win type of deal. Well, Jaylen Brown talked about that after the win last night against the Brooklyn Nets.
I think the biggest challenge for us is just continuing to find joy, just being competitive, not going through the motions and stuff like that. Like complacency starts to set in once you know you're and you feel like you're the better team, and then you just don't do your job. So I think that for us, it's just going to be a mentality all season long, is just to just be aggressive and just take care of business from beginning to end. I think that'll be our biggest challenge.
Well, you brought it up at the start of the show, Wiggy, mm-hmm. and it was Brooklyn, but you were happier with the effort that you got from the Celtics last night.
Yeah.
So you fixed the issues that you had at least the other night against mm-hmm. a better team when it came to rebounding and to turnovers and
right.
To that stuff.
It's really about Jiu-Jitsu Joe and making sure that their mindset, because you heard Jaylen talking about it, not get complacent, because they know they're going to be the better team pretty much every night. And when they're playing against a bad team, not get into that point where it's like, all right, there's nothing to get us up here. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, you've been saying it for quite some time. He is the best coach in the NBA.
He certainly
by
is.
By far.
By far he is.
By far.
And so what he has to do, he has to make sure that he stays in their minds and gets them on the point where it says, let's not just take teams lightly just because we wear the Boston Celtics jerseys.
Yeah, the best coach in the NBA.
No, better than Curtis's guy.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I call in timeouts with less than a second left, and he has none left in his back pocket.
I haven't said a word.
No, I'm just saying that was
a slight error.
That was friendly fire.
That was a slight error by Eric Spoelstra the other night.
I don't know why we stopped in the NBA. I think Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in all of sports.
He's probably the best coach here.
I mean, I would
locally.
I would put him. I think I go Mazzulla Wooden. That's how I go.
I'm talking about guys that are still alive.
Curtis, you were going to do that as a lead the other day, were you not?
Yeah, I was going to say that the coaching power rankings in Boston go Mazzulla,
mm-hmm.
Mayo,
okay.
Cora, Monty.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
You have Mayo up at number two already.
He's at this point, he has overachieved the roster.
All right.
Alex Cora has pooped his pants in the second half the last several years.
I'd agree with that. Agree with that.
Obviously, Cora and Mazzulla each won, but Cora has fallen off since he won.
Right.
Plus, there was a little scandal that occurred. So, I would go Mazzulla, Mayo, Cora, Monty, and then whoever the female hockey coach is for the ice hockey.
But when you put Mayo at number two, you're saying he's done the best that he could have done with the roster that he has.
Right. At
this
stage.
You don't give Alex Cora the same pass on the roster.
Right. The Red Sox over-under was 77 wins, something like that.
Yep, that's correct.
And they won, what, 81? or 83, yes. Something. The Patriots have not been favored in any game, and they've won three. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, plus he had Jacoby Brissett thrown down his throat.
All right. We'll continue with They Said It. Coming. Do you have more left?
Yeah, I got one more left.
Okay. We will get to that coming up. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics started out slow, but made sure to put anyone that was questioning them in their place with a 139-114 win on the road in the second of a back-to-back last night against the Nets. Jason Tatum was one rebound away from a triple-double, 36 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds for him. And we talked to Mego yesterday about the physicality that other teams have been presenting to the C's in every game. Tatum was asked about how they're responding to that. Here's what he had to say.
That's how teams try to combat our speed and our skill, be more physical, up the pressure. So, for one, we have to be strong with the ball. I think just moving with more pace, we allow that to make us stagnant, then we become a shell of ourselves. But if we play with purpose and pace, it usually results in a good possession.
The Bruins are in Dallas tonight to take on the Stars. Puck drop at 8. And yesterday, the Bruins recalled defenseman Jordan Osterley from Providence after Hampus Lindholm went down with a lower body injury in Tuesday's win. Good Thursday night football game tonight. Commanders at Eagles kickoff at 8:15. And Greg, I think I'm going to ask the audience today, our friends, the listeners, to give me my bets.
Oh, well. Those who are not in here during the break would not know that the Parlay Playboy has been instructing you when it comes to your nine-leg parlay.
I got a great nine-legger
for tonight's game. I don't know that I would take his advice because the Playboy has yet to win a single parlay.
That's all right.
Not a single one.
Well, you don't have to win to give advice.
Not a two-legger, not a three-legger, not a five-legger, not a 12-legger.
Well, I always go big, though.
So I don't know why you are jamming your parlay down the throat of our coworker. I don't feel like...
Because she says she wants to go big or go home.
I understand.
So when you go to the guy that knows about going big...
I want to go big, but I want to win.
Well, I mean, I got the perfect nine-legger for
you. Just remind me, you have not won a single bet this season.
Not one. I've been close, but I haven't won yet.
Okay. Idea? Should we get the listeners to help Courtney build one?
Yeah.
Wiggy has his, and we'll see which one gets more legs right tomorrow.
Yes, I think that.
I think we can do that.
All
right. We'll head to the 99 restaurant this weekend for a three-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
31 degrees, feels like 24 out there. Afternoon high in the low to mid-40s.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.